I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnades.
Well, good morning. It's Monday. That means we have Joe DeGeneva joining us, legal analyst. Joe, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you all.
Nice to have you here, sir.
Delighted.
Waking up nice and early here for us. Appreciate that, considering we were all partying last night at WMAL's Free Speech Forum at the Birchmere.
Yeah.
First of all, I had a good time. Thank you very much for wowing the crowd with your political analysis.
Oh, man, did we have a good time or what?
It's a lot of fun.
I had fun. All right, let's jump into the news of the day here first, which is over the weekend, kind of an interesting development here in the saga all around this June 27th, 2016 meeting. Go back to that time. That was when Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch meet on the tarmac of a Phoenix airport and have an unknown discussion. To this day, they just claim that they were talking about grandchildren or something. But it's important because it all revolved around whether or not they had a conversation about Hillary Clinton's legal troubles as the FBI was investigating her. Now, the Judicial Watch saying that the FBI is now saying they have 30 pages of documents related to that meeting after previously telling the organization that they had no documents at all. Is there a cover-up afoot?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that there is. The question is why and who is responsible for it. I mean, we have a new FBI director, Chris Wray. He can settle this matter. This doesn't involve his notes or his conversations with anybody. Why are people in the Justice Department tolerating hiding these notes? This doesn't make any sense. First of all, the president, Loretta Lynch, has said, well, this doesn't have anything to do with anything. Well, if that's the case, why can't they be released? If it doesn't involve an ongoing investigation, why can't they be released? And the fact that they lied about their existence, who's responsible for that? There's only one person inside the FBI who's still there, who shouldn't be there, and that's Andrew McCabe, the assistant director, whose hands are absolutely dirty throughout everything involving the investigation of Hillary, his relationship with Terry McAuliffe, his wife getting hundreds of thousands of dollars in Democratic fundraising, him being right in the middle of his wife's fundraising. I mean, this goes on, and it is absolutely urgent that the current Justice Department clean the slate and denude itself of any relationship with the previous corrupt Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. And by that, I mean politically corrupt. There has never been a more politically corrupt Attorney General than Loretta Lynch. I cannot wait to find out what she's going to testify about. Forget the tarmac. I mean, everybody knows she's lying about that. What I want to know is, why didn't she investigate the Uranium One deal? Why didn't she find out why Bill Clinton got $500,000 from a Russian government-related company, and then all of a sudden his wife approves the sale of Uranium One through CFIUS? I mean, when you go back and look at the things, the scandal here is what Loretta Lynch didn't investigate. That's what's amazing. Her entire tenure was a way to simply get away from looking at the Clintons or anything related to the Clintons.
And she's expected to voluntarily meet this week with House and Senate Intel committees,
right,
to begin having this conversation, as you were talking
about. I assume they're going to ask her about what she knew about unmasking, and of course she'll play the dunce, ever the dunce, and she didn't know anything.
We could do a pool as to how many times she pleads the Fifth.
I don't think she'll take the Fifth. I don't think she can. If she does that, then, her legal career is over at that point, because she has maintained she did nothing wrong forever. So to take the Fifth under these circumstances with committees is just, mm-hmm. I mean, she'll just say she doesn't remember, or she'll simply lie about what happened at individual meetings and events.
Is there any kind of penalty for her lying if we find out down the road that she did lie?
Well, sure, she could be indicted for perjury or that, but that's highly, or false statement, that's highly unusual, very difficult to prove. These are political questions. They're not legal questions.
Okay.
I mean, certainly the legal issue of why she corrupted the Justice Department politically by not investigating. Just think about this for a second. Millions of dollars in fees to the Clinton Foundation while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Clearly bribery going on. We know about the emails from inside the State Department, inside the Clinton operation and the Clinton Foundation, emails from Podesta, and yet not a single U.S. attorney, Democratic U.S. attorney, or not a single Justice Department operation under Loretta Lynch, democratically dominated Justice Department, not one investigation of any Clinton Foundation or Clinton Global Initiative event. That is incomprehensible to a professional prosecutor with years of experience. There is so much probable cause to investigate the Clinton Foundation. It is an embarrassment to federal law enforcement. But here's the thing about Loretta Lynch. She cannot be embarrassed. It's fascinating to watch her flat affect as she answers questions, thinking that everyone who's asking her is a dumbbell.
Well,
Comey-esque.
Well, one of the central questions here is related to Loretta Lynch is supported by James Comey. Remember, in his own testimony, he said that Loretta Lynch urged him to go easy on Hillary Clinton by not even referring to the FBI's investigation into her as an investigation. She just said, call it a matter. And that's highly suggestive that her behavior went well beyond just giving Comey advice on how to refer to things in public and massage them to make them look better for Hillary Clinton. And one would hope that as she sits before these intelligence committees, that these questions in particular come up about her treatment of Hillary Clinton.
Well, certainly they should, whether or not they will, from the Republican overseers who have shown remarkable incompetence at oversight, I don't know. But Vince, you've really pointed out something. It is so obvious that there was talk about collusion, that there was collusion between the Attorney General, her intermediaries, and the Clinton Foundation, and Podesta and his intermediaries. It just cries out for a grand jury. I just don't know if the current Justice Department has the stomach or the ability to take the incoming fire for starting an investigation into the Clintons. I just don't think they have the stomach for it. They should. That's what they're there for. Whether or not they will, I have no idea. So we're left with the House and Senate committees, as bumbling as they are, trying to get to the bottom of it. I have very little confidence in their ability to do so.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Vince and Joe, but I believe last night Dr. Gorka actually alluded to something regarding an investigation into the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, he said, as I recall, he said, expect something in the next week that will demand an investigation.
I know exactly what he's talking about, and I assume it's going to relate to all of the things that I was talking about earlier that were never investigated by Loretta Lynch. Most assuredly, the real Russian connection with the Clinton Foundation and the secretary. But we'll see. I mean, there are all sorts of rumors floating around about big stories just sitting out there ready to go involving Loretta Lynch. And it couldn't be worse for Loretta Lynch. If this stuff pops before she testifies, she's going to be quite embarrassed. But again, she appears to be beyond embarrassment. I mean, I've never seen anybody with a better flat affect when answering questions.
All right, well, we want to get more from Joe DeGenova here in a moment. I'm going to ask him all about Hillary Clinton's interview with that BBC reporter over the weekend. I'm sure he's got some thoughts on that. That's all ahead.
We just elected a person who admitted sexual assault to the presidency. So there's a lot of other issues that are swirling around these kinds of behaviors that need to be addressed. And I think it's important that we stay focused and shine a bright spotlight and try to get people to understand how damaging this is. And the women coming forward is the only way that that story will be told.
We just elected someone who's a sexual assaulter to the White House, Joe DeGenova.
Well, this is really fascinating to watch Hillary Clinton squirm through the issue of sexual assault. I mean, she's married to a rapist, married, quote-unquote. They call it a marriage. God only knows what it is. It looks like a convenience store hookup from down in Arkansas. But the bottom line is this. She cannot defend herself. She cannot defend her husband, and she cannot defend Harvey Weinstein. So what does she do? She attacks the president of the United States where there is no evidence of what she's talking about. And watching her in that interview with the BBC was like watching a very, very bad C-movie. She's almost got a Gloria Swanson quality about it, asking whether or not she's ready for her close-up from Sunset Boulevard. She is a pathological liar. She uses lying as a defense mechanism, and then she has this fabulous, nauseating smugness, which I call the tut tut response about her husband. This is a man who committed sex acts in the little kitchen next to the Oval Office with a 20-year-old intern. The notion that she can honestly discuss a sitting president who's done absolutely nothing except work his fanny off since he's been in the White House is really quite remarkable. This is a woman who was so bereft of moral compass that she cannot bring herself to to confront the truth. She actually is becoming a pathetic figure. She is Gloria Swanson in Sunset Boulevard. The buggy eyes and the goofy sentences. She is Gloria Swanson in Sunset Boulevard. And if our listeners haven't seen it, go get it and watch the scene where she asks at the foot of the staircase, "I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille."
I watched this and I listened to Hillary answering these questions, and normally the response she gets from reporters to an answer like that, if she's like, "Oh, right, but this is really about Trump," is just reporters nodding in bovine agreement.
Right.
Yes, that's correct. It is about Trump. And it kind of feels like this is a symptom of a larger thing that's going on. You know, you and I actually had this conversation last night. I feel like that we're on the verge of this Harvey Weinstein thing becoming a full-blown, it's the Republican Party's fault scandal. And they've already begun to turn on Donald Trump. Hillary is just one voice of many on the left that's made this instead about President Trump.
I think it's not going to work, and they're making a big mistake. Here's the problem that the Democrats have. This would work with any other Republican, because Republicans, as a group, do not know how to fight back. They don't like to fight back. They don't know how to message. They don't know how to conduct oversight. Donald Trump is a different animal. They are going to attack him. They are going to regret it, because what he will do is he will talk about Bill Clinton and what a dirty, no good, rotten scoundrel Bill Clinton is, that he's a criminal.
He's done that.
He's a
yes.
rapist. He will discuss it and he won't care. And once that starts, this is what happened with Hillary. She couldn't talk about Trump. Once he went after her during those debates, she was dead meat. She didn't know what to do, because the Republicans, they were used to John McCain and Mitt Romney, nice guys who never fought back, which is why they lost. Trump says, "No way, I'm not going to take it. You want to have this fight? I'll get down with you in the dirt, and you are never going to get away with it." And that's what he's going to do. If they're stupid enough to do this, this is going to get ugly. I mean, the Clintons don't talk to each other now. I mean, they're going to have to move to different countries. I know where she's going. She's going to Russia.
I just wanted to switch gears here just very quickly. There are several organizations, including the Daily Caller, CNN, and USA Today, that have filed FOIA requests looking for those famous Comey memos, because James Comey famously sat there and said that he takes notes after his meetings, right? He sat there and said he took those notes.
Yeah.
They're trying to get those memos, but Trump's administration is blocking. Government lawyers are asking the judge to block the release of the memos written by James Comey.
Yeah, well, what you have here is classic civil servants in the civil division of the Justice Department, who are the ones who litigate these Freedom of Information Act cases, doing what they usually do in these cases, which is fight every case for release of information, especially if it involves, quote unquote, an ongoing criminal investigation. So there's a privilege under the Freedom of Information Act to deny access to documents while there is an ongoing investigation. Theoretically, they can argue that the Comey notes relate to an ongoing criminal investigation. That's probably going to carry the day. But in the long run, the refusal to release these documents is quite an embarrassment to this administration. What you have going on here is big government.
Yes.
The everything that we think bad about the civil service and about people who are career people is being shown in these Freedom of Information Act cases. And the reason is very simple. These lawyers and the people at the Justice Department,
yeah,
both in this administration and the last, have lied to federal judges about the existence of information. The FBI Assistant Director McCabe should be fired immediately. The fact that he is still there creates a stench inside the FBI.
Joe DeGeneva, always coming in hot. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you getting up early this morning alongside us to break it all down.
You got it.
Talk to you again next week, sir.
Bye, Joe.